Thank you so much. And thank you to SIOG for this event and to the UN for this beautiful venue. I'm going to take the opportunity from CARG to speak for a number of people, primarily not me. So I think if we're going to have a policy to advance the policy agenda for cancer care, we're going to need a couple of things. First, we need a better conception of health. In the Oxford English Dictionary, we talk about health as the state of being free from illness and disease. And eliminating cancer is certainly laudable, but seems to be lacking. And is aging really something like an illness or disease to be eliminated? I think not. Adopting something more like the WHO definition of a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease, is more appropriate. With this in mind, to advance this agenda for cancer and aging, I wanted to adopt this statement, partly obscured, from Dr. Arthi Hurria. I tip my red cap to her, although I can't with my earphones on exactly, that one day all older adults with cancer will receive personalized, tailored care, utilizing evidence-based medicine with a multidisciplinary approach. I think we're getting really close, and that's the agenda for CARG and for everyone. The second half of the dream, we're getting there. Because of multiple leaders in our field, led by organizations like SIOG with Ravi and Nadia and Grant Williams and all, and CARG, the Cancer and Aging Research Group, led so ably by Supriya and Heidi Kleppen, and Scoreboard, led by Beverly Cannon and Chuck O'Shea. Now we have strong evidence in the form of large randomized controlled trials that GA guides multidisciplinary interventions can improve outcomes without compromising survival. So what do we do with it? We have specific guidelines from major organizations, SIOG and ASCO in particular. And this includes the relevant domains from geriatric assessment, the relevant interventions from multidisciplinary teams, and the use of it in decision-making. So now we have a clear agenda, but we have to finish the dream to provide the personalized, tailored care with a multidisciplinary approach. Why haven't we done that, as has been asked? We have lack of awareness of the value of these tools and evaluations, lack of practical, easy to use, easy to implement tools, as Andy Chapman pointed out, and lack of resources in the form of time and money, as Enrique pointed out. So what is needed? What we really need at this point is something like infrastructure that works. And what is infrastructure? With our R33 grant, we've been trying to better define that infrastructure. And it's what I would call the 4 or 5 P's is what we need. People, experience, training, education, expertise has to be brought to bear on these fundamental questions. Processes, practical tools that we can use and put in place and use in the processes necessary. Policies, systematic delivery of multidisciplinary care where it's needed to the people who need it most. And we need payment, financial reform that can be used and put in place wherever it's needed so everybody can benefit from these proven therapies. I'll end with this slide. These are all the people. This is why I do what I do and what so many of you do. It's what Arthi inspired in all of us. And I would say this quote from an entrepreneur, isn't coming up, but it is, there is immense power when a group of people with similar interests get together to work towards the same goals. If we want to start somewhere, I think we're in the right place with the right people in the right venue. Thank you for having us here, and CARG is ready to do its part. Thank you.